Hello, folks. Welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes and 14 tracks. This is show number 200. So it's such an august number. I should really do something related to celebrating or centennial or bicentennial or anniversary of what. So all of the tracks have a relationship somewhere to the fact that this is the 200th edition of this particular show. This is the Danette Eddy Band. And one of the songs, or the tunes that she's playing here, is Centennial Highway Reel, an old Rufus Ginsburg tune. So she'll get to that in just a moment. Thanks for joining me, and I'll tell you a bit more about Danette in a moment. Hope you enjoy the show. And that is the Danette Eddy Band and something there called Centennial Highway Reel. Before that, it was a tune called Bridget's, which is a tune that Emile Benoit did. Danette was born in Newfoundland, Labrador, became a household name there for a while, especially in the late 90s and so on. She started playing fiddle at about 6 years old. She trained in traditional fiddle, and she ended up as a constant at the Newfoundland Labrador Folk Festival. I think the first time she appeared there when she was only 10 years old. She later went on and got some classical training, and she's made a couple of albums. She made her debut release, Motion Potion, an album of original tunes. She did a degree at MUN in music, moved to Ireland, then did an MA in ethnomusicology. Her thesis was on fiddler Rufus Ginsburg and the effect of the folk revival of the 1970s on his music. After the second album, Traces, and that's what we listened to today. That track was from that album, Traces. Did it with a band, the Danette Eddy Band, which was Chris Andrews was on percussion, Dwayne Andrews on guitar, and had a few other guests as well. But right after the album was made, she got the job offer to go back to Ireland, and she really felt like she couldn't refuse it. But noted in some media interview later that she was a bit sorry because they weren't able really to tour that CD. She took up a position at the Faculty of Music in Ennis in County Clare, and she's still working there, I think, at least recently she was. So you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. It is a time to celebrate 200 shows, and somehow we got here. And I know that's just Centennial Highway, but just think of it as a bicentennial highway. We've got to play a little bit with the titles of the tracks here as we go on. Lots of tunes today, as it turns out. And I was looking for something that had 200 in the title, and I found one track, but it really wasn't something that Well, it didn't strike me. So I'm playing a track next up by a band called 100 Mile House. It's all about me, isn't it? You know, on this show, what I like and don't like. Not exactly. 100 Mile House is a husband-wife duo, Peter and Denise McKay, and Scott Zubot is on with them as well. They're from Edmonton, and although Denise is originally from the UK, they borrow from both sides of the Atlantic. This is from their fourth album, Hiraeth, which is a Welsh word with no direct English translation, but it kind of means a sense of nostalgia and longing for place or person that may never have existed. It's kind of like, you know, looking back at shows that you sort of have nostalgia for shows that probably never did exist. It was never quite that good, but anyway. They won a number of awards for this album, and so we'll take a listen to that now. It's called Hiraeth. This is 100 Mile House from Edmonton.
Long may our hope find a way to escape the box in the hall where we hid it that day. Long may I see all she tries to hide. Long may she be right by my side. Sleep at night, hold us in its arms when we lose sight. Long may we speak only honest words. Long may we be the odds against us. Long may we go
And we're listening to the fiddle stylings of Calvin Volroth. That's something called Anniversary Song. And before that, he played Anniversary Waltz. Anniversary Song, as I've read, and I don't know if this is true, but it was, back the before World War I started, and it was sort of the precipitation for World War I when, was it Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated? Anyway, the story is that the tune that the band were playing when this happened on the dance floor, which precipitated a desperate war, was Anniversary Song. For a period of time, it was something I knew on the accordion. I thought it was beautiful. I thought, should I really be playing this? Anyway, we can't hold that tune responsible for the war, I guess. Calvin Volroth is a Canadian fiddler. He's a composer. He's one of the few European-Canadian fiddle players who plays professionally in the Métis style. He lives in St. Paul, Alberta. And he won the Grand North American Old Time Fiddle Championship in 1985 and 1998. He's been around for a while playing the fiddle. His styles, in addition to Métis, include some jazz and French-Canadian, Scottish, Irish, pop as well. He was the first fiddler to play at an NHL hockey game during the Stanley Cup Finals. That was in 1988. It was the Edmonton Oilers, by the way. His father's family included five brothers, and they all played the fiddle. And so Calvin picked up the fiddle as he first got his first fiddle at 8 years old. At 13, he entered his first fiddle contest, and a few years later, he began winning the championships. He's played in a variety of bands as well, but fiddle tunes are his real passion. He played in the Clearwater Band, the Jess Lee Band, the Wheelhoss, and so on and so forth. He's composed about 700 tunes, and he's released more than 70 albums, so he's been incredibly busy. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're doing songs about anniversary celebration and so on, because this is number 200, the 200th show for the series. Anyways, next up we have Sari and Mari Kassanen, and it all started in 1983 in the village of Rakala. It's in the Karelia region of Finland, over toward Russia, what's now Russia. They're both young singers and Kanteli players, and they started this project, and they formed a group of, I think there was 20 people, 21 maybe, and they sang and they did poetry and so on, and that project became the band called Vartinia, which I have played before. And they were together for a number of years. In 1990, they kind of reformed. A number of people left the band. Obviously, you can't tour with 20 people, but they had wider influences. It got a bit rockier and so on. But the Kassanen sisters are best known for their work with Vartinia. But this is a side project they did. Actually, it's largely focused on Christmas music. I think that's the celebration that's talking about here. But it had the right title for this show. It's called "'Tis Time to Celebrate." And I always love their stuff. This is Sari and Mari Kassanen. 'Tis time to celebrate.
Thank you.
listening to a band here called Usher's Island, and they're bringing together two generations of the finest Irish traditional musicians from the 70s era, people from Planxty and Bothy Band and so on, through to the later chapter, which is people like Caper Cayley, Fluke, Lunasa, Solas, and so on. So they got together a number of years ago, and they assembled at Mike McGoldrick's recently acquired cottage in County Galway, and at that time, and the cottage was turned into a recording studio. About 3 days, they draped some quilts around, as you do, you know, when you're doing a recording studio. And it was great because it was sort of a modern sensibility, but the excitement of the 70s traditional Irish groups there coming together. So they had Andy Irvine, Donal Lunny, Paddy Glacken, Mike McGoldrick, John Doyle, all there. That was called the Half Century Set. And the main tune in that is called the Half Century. So it's, you know, this show is not a half century. It's got like 200 shows, and it's, but it feels like a half century. I've been doing it sometimes, some days. Before that, we heard Sari and Mary Kassanen, and Tis Time to Celebrate. And the fact that it was all in Finnish, I could just lie to you and say that's a song about radio shows that have 200th anniversaries. But no, it's really a song about the Christmas season. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 200. And you could be listening a variety of ways. Yeah, I could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, which is 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador. Our Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. I mentioned all those first because they are kind of the three that sort of started it off. It started at Bay of Islands Radio. Voice of Bombay was right in there, and Mun Radio picked it up very early on. So we're glad that we've had those great stations with us, and I hope that you are listening on one of those and that you listen all the time there. So we'll go on from that to China, to rural China. This is from the Sani region of the Stone Forest. It's in Yunnan province in China. It's geographically sort of cut off, so it has its own unique music and culture and so on. The five members in this group, which is called Manhu, M-A-N-H-U, they grew up together in the villages surrounding the Stone Forest region. They're steeped in Sani music, but they're also influenced by modern rock music and so on. So they also kind of represent a bit of a turning point. It's the last generation of the Sani to genuinely have a foot in the old and in the new world. The Sani are about 9 million people, 40 distinct cultural groups and so on. So it's quite a complicated situation. But this is something called Celebration, March Celebration. This is one that they usually have in March, but it fits the theme for today. This is Manhu. And that was Rare Earth. And I don't know if you remember that, those of you who are of my vintage and beyond. They were a band out of Detroit, Michigan. They slipped sort of seamlessly in between the two worlds of classic rock and R&B. They were signed to Motown's Rare Earth record label. It wasn't really named after the band, although it was, you know, kind of in a way. There's a whole story there. But they were one of the first white bands to be signed to Motown, and they were actually the first big hit-making act signed by Motown that consisted only of European-American or white members. They were formed in the 1960s as the Sunliners, and they changed their name to Rare Earth in 1968. It was a bit more hip at that time. You had bands like Vanilla Fudge and stuff like that, you know, Deep Purple. They had a great career during the 70s and 80s, lots of different members, and they actually continue to perform sometimes at corporate events and on the oldies circuit and so on. And this hit, I Just Want to Celebrate, you've maybe heard it as an advertisement jingle. It's been used by a number of advertising campaigns, more in the U.S. Then in Canada, Ford Motor Company, AT&T, Nicoderm, and so on. That was I Just Want to Celebrate. Before that, we heard from Watkin Lees, who is a Ullian Piper. He's now based in the west of Scotland, living on one of the islands there. Does lots of festivals over the years. Great piper with this really easy style. Makes you want to dance. That was something called New Century. And, of course, centuries, you know, hundreds, and celebrating and so on is our focus today, because we are celebrating this. This is the 200th episode of Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Emke with you every week, and I hope you're enjoying this show. We're going to go then to something a bit quieter. Well, I should let you know that you could be listening a variety of ways, maybe on Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM, or possibly Caper Radio, CJBU 107.3 in Cape Breton, Sydney, Cape Breton. However you got here, I'm glad you're joining me. We go to a sort of a quieter set now for a little bit. We'll start off with Burning Sky. They're an indigenous group from the U.S., sort of guitar, Native American flute, percussion. Usually play it as a trio, but they've played also as a quartet and as a duo. They've got a number of albums, I think six. One of them got a Grammy nomination for Best Native American Album. The album was called Spirits in the Wind, yes. This track has more of a sort of a quieter chamber music sensibility, although in some of their tracks they do have a bit more of an African, Celtic, or other flavors in the mix as well, but not necessarily on this one. And the Native American flute is certainly a great instrument for meditation as well. This is called Celebration Song, kind of a different mode of celebration than the previous track. something called the Second Anniversary Waltz, which sort of fits. This is the second 100th, second century of waltz. Anyway, for this show, this is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 200. But that was a band called Simple Gifts, along with Steve Schneider. And Simple Gifts is a folk trio from central Pennsylvania. They've been around since about 1989. They play trad instrumental tunes from Appalachia and Israel and Ireland, Scotland, Romania, Sweden, Finland, and so on. They've got about five CDs out. And they play quite a bit. They try to do about 80 to 100 concerts a year when COVID isn't around. They performed at lots of art centers and festivals and so on. Also do residencies in schools and artistic direction for music camps and so on. They were joined on this CD with Steve Schneider, and he's a performer and teacher, a writer, a student, and music therapist. He plays hammer dulcimer a lot, and piano and guitar melodica, but also the accordion, which he played on this track. And he, I think of his, some of his promotional literature say that he has cured thousands of individuals of accordion-induced PTSD and various phobias linked to the accordion simply by playing that instrument sensitively and sensibly. And that's certainly how he approached that tune, the Second Anniversary Waltz. You're listening to Roots and Branches Beyond. Before that, we heard Burning Sky, something called Celebration Song. You could be listening on Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey, or possibly Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX, in London, Ontario, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. And just about three quarters of all those 200 shows is available if you go to rbbmusic.ca. I just, you know, don't have the heart to put the earlier ones on because, like, who listens to shows anymore, though, on archives? It's simply like they just dust the archives anyway. Next up, we have the Pogues, and they were a British Celtic punk band fronted originally by Shane McGowan, founded in King's Cross, London in 1982. They're called Pogue Mahone, which is kind of Gaelic for kiss my arse. It was a bit their attitude in the early days anyways. They reached international prominence in the 1980s and early 90s. McGowan left the band in 1981. He had many drinking problems. He was kicked out, actually, not to put too fine a point on it. The band continued. Joe Strummer of The Clash was on vocals, and then Spider Stacy was on vocals, which is true on this track that we'll hear in just a moment. They broke up in 1996. They reformed 5 years later, and they played on and off, you know, for a decade and a half at least then. And some of this time it was with McGowan as well, Shane McGowan. He came back occasionally. As he said, I don't hate the band at all. They're friends. I like them a lot. We're friends for years before we joined the band. We just got a bit sick of each other. We're friends as long as we don't tour together. I've done a hell of a lot of touring. I've had enough of it, he said. So he came back occasionally for shows. It's sort of politically tinged music, but they use traditional Irish instruments and musical tropes from Ireland. And part of their success was their spirit, their songwriting, and certainly their ability to get some people who knew how to play their instruments very well to join the band. And it made it a really nice package. This is from a CD called Pogue Mahone. And this was the CD they made. This is with Spider Stacy doing the vocals. It was basically the last kind of recorded studio CD that they did. They've done a bunch of live and stuff that since then. This is something called Anniversary, which certainly fits our theme today. This is the Pogues.
The dawn shines a light to scare off the night. The sun from his slumber is woken. And the bells are ringing out as the town crier shouts words too strong to be spoken. There's a rumble in the ground and the air fills with sound. Trumpets in the wind are blowing. And the townsfolk peek through the curtains of sleep to the sound of the cocks all a-crowing. The winds may blow, come rain, come snow. Today's for you and me. I gave my heart to you, my love. You gave your heart to me. The sun wears a smile and the clock winks its dial. Clouds in the sky are unfolding. And the birds on the wing, like angels they sing. The heavens are glowing all golden. The crowds all spill out, they cheer and they shout. Banners and flags are waving. And the flowers are the blue, blow kisses to the moon as blossom falls on the paving. The winds may blow, come rain, come snow.
place for you and me. I gave my heart to you, my love. You gave your heart to me. From Delhi to Dublin, I swept off their feet as they kiss on the street, and the water's like champagne and bubbling. While the winds they blow, come rain, come snow, today's for you and me. I gave my heart to you, my love. You gave your heart to me. To you, my love, you gave your heart to me.
Neil Valhalla, and he's a great concertina player from Armagh, originally where he was born in 1970, and learned the concertina at the age of seven. He was taught by his parents, who were the founders of the Armagh Pipers Club. He's been in a variety of bands over the years. Nomos, Real, Karen Casey played with her, Paddy Keenan, Tim O'Brien, and actually in an Asturian band as well. That was something called the 30th Anniversary Slip Jig before we heard from the Pogues and Anniversary. We're getting up close to the end of the show here pretty soon. Next up we have Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy McIsaac out of Cape Breton. They kind of combine Celtic and Gaelic music. I mentioned earlier kind of that a radio show can also be a bit of a monster. And so the last two tracks have to do with monsters. A monster in the sense that it has to be fed every week, even if you have other things you'd rather do. It needs to be done. And by and large, I kind of generally try to do that even when I'm away, or make sure there's something to play. Anyway, this is something called the Boise Monsters. And the story behind this is that they moved into a new house. And one of them, and she said her son was always talking about monsters. Where are the monsters? She said, don't worry about it. There's no new monsters in this new house because the monsters all live in Boise, Idaho. And he stopped worrying. So this goes out to everybody in Boise, Idaho. Good luck with those monsters. Piece there from Wendy McIsaac and Mary Jane LeMond. And that's from their CD called Sein, S-E-I-N-N, Shane. And it's a wonderful CD. It's a great collection of material. Just so well done. It's time for our, and yeah, that last track was just trying to come in there just a moment ago, but it's time for our last track here, alas, on Roots and Branches and Beyond. This has been kind of celebrating our first 200 shows. This is our 200th episode of Roots and Branches and Beyond. Looking forward to the next 200. And as long as we can keep those monsters at bay, right? This is the Shuffled Demons, and they sort of captured the imagination of a generation with their antics and great playing. Came around 1984, I think they broke into the Canadian music scene, and they've toured quite a bit. And fortunately, we still have their recordings, including this one, which is called The Shuffle Monster. And so that fits certainly what we're talking about today. Thanks for joining me today and any other days that you've joined me on this show. And make sure to do take care of each other. I hope you enjoy the wide mix of materials. I certainly do. And so I'm hoping that you do as well. Do take care, and we'll see you next time. Happy trails back to the Shuffle Demons.